Hello, my name is Eve, and I am an alcoholic, a drug addict, and several other negative things. I have a history of a mental illness, which fortunately was greatly relieved when I got sober. But I can talk to all these things that plagued us. I'm grateful that Bridget asked me to speak. And I really mean that, the idea, the thought that my life could in some way help another suffering alcoholic really pleases me deeply, because that is a connection with humanity. And so much of my life, I did not feel part of humanity. I think many people in AA suffered from this great isolation and aloneness. Many of us did not feel comfortable in our own families. Many of us did not make friends in school. Many of us just drank around the clock and created a wall between me and the other. And that wall persisted year after year. Maybe we didn't even know it was there. And we stumbled, some of us by accident, into Alcoholics Anonymous. Maybe an Eskimo took us here. And slowly, if we stayed, the process of dismantling that wall, that differentness between us and everybody else, that war between us and everybody else, that rage, that despair, slowly we dismantle our armor. And eventually become comfortable living in our own skins. And to me, that's what sobriety is about. You know, we're all going to die. So, I mean, that's not on the table. There's no way out of that. Are we going to live before that moment of death? Are we going to taste of life? Are we going to enjoy nature and weather and birds and cats and dogs and maybe even other people? Are we going to have that experience? I know when I came to AA, I couldn't even hear what people were saying. My mind was in such confusion. There was somebody who drove me around because I had my license taken away from me. I think I got 10 tickets in a month. And I asked them as they drove me home, what did they talk about? I couldn't even hear. My mind was so blown out by speed. I had a lot to contend with when I came here. If anybody was nice to me, I didn't feel it. I'm sure some people tried, but again, I had this wall up. I didn't know I was an alcoholic when I got here. I said, that's impossible. I drink because I like it. I was drinking around the clock by that time. And they said, okay, prove it. Go 30 days without a drink. Well, I couldn't even make a week. And so I had to realize, yeah, I'm addicted. And that physical addiction to alcohol, to drugs, is very strong. It's very hard to kick that addiction. That's not an easy thing. When I was a child, I didn't believe in the word addiction. I didn't believe anything could control me like that, but it did. I actually got sober chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. Many of you have heard about that organization. I think that relieved the inner pain just enough to hear, to want to identify with people in the group. I came for 3 years. I was a slipper. And after 3 years, the thought entered my mind, maybe I could do what they're doing, stay sober. It took 3 years for the thought to even enter my mind. I must say that was 46 years ago. Getting sober was so hard that once I got it, I never took a chance on losing it. I never had the desire to experiment more. I never wanted to go back. Yes, living was hard for me, but I stuck it out. But when you look at 46 years, my God, that's a whole lifetime. I lived before I came to AA. I had serious, serious suicide attempts. I am very, very happy that none of them worked. In my sobriety, I was able to be a mother. I was able to make peace with my mother and help her toward her own death. I was able to pursue the goals of my youth. I became an actress. I'm respected by my peers. No, I never got riches and fame. Well, next lifetime, whatever you want to say, it's okay. I was able to perform. I was able to be proud. I was able to make progress. And it gave me something to get out of bed for every morning. Every morning I wanted to pursue more and to overcome many problems and not take them all so seriously. I'm just one amongst many people. And that's okay. That is okay. I am able now, to a certain extent, to accept me as I am. This is it. Without tremendous condemnations of every pitfall I fall into, without expecting superhuman achievements, those are by the wayside. I live every day and I'm happy most of the time. I know one thing. I don't care so much about what you believe or don't believe. I have found going to meetings essential. Essential. That knowledge, I am part of other people. I am part of humanity. It's not that I identified with all of you and we had such fabulous conversations, blah, 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 blah. No, just to sit in the room and know we have that one goal. We don't want to drink. We don't want to take drugs. Strengthens me, gives me courage to go on. I have found peace to a certain extent. I'm really, really grateful I got the chance. That I had a second chance at life. Without AA, I don't think I would have endured. Every other group I've tried to be a part of, meditation groups, they all fall by the wayside because everybody has feet of clay. Nobody is perfect. In AA, we're taught tolerance, be tolerant. And in an emergency, go help somebody else. That's it. Simple instructions. I don't think I said anything earth-shattering, but I have shared with you from my heart. That's truly what I think, what I believe, what I've experienced. And again, I'm really, really grateful. Now, when I came here, I would have never used that word grateful. I didn't even know what it meant. Grateful. Grateful to get up in the morning, to comb my hair, to put on a clean shirt, to face people I've never met before with hope. And that's it. Thanks for letting me share.